Okay, Rodan, since you can no longer really indulge in a lot of desserts, if you had to name like your number one favorite dessert, if you could only have one more dessert for the rest of your life, what would you have?
I can have almost anything that's cream-based, right? Hey. That's kind of like, you know, the chocolate, molten chocolate cake kind of thing. The molten cakes, yeah.
Okay.
Something that would be worth the massive poop afterwards. Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
In your khakis. In your Dockers.
My khakis,
would,
yeah.
It would be worth it to just have lime green bile projectile right, yeah. just, out of your yeah. ass as you're running through the parking lot.
Of Epcot.
Actually, I would be hovering based on the projectile bile.
Right.
Coming out of my ass.
So it would be worth to actually sit in the restroom at the restaurant eating the cake, knowing that 5 minutes later it would be evacuation. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I have a story about lava cake. I'll tell you in a second. That reminds you also of diarrhea. So it actually does tie in with the story. But anyways.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Lime green bile projectile right, yeah. just, out of your yeah. ass.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2903. All the BFO for right the 15th of March 2019, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're gonna catch up on some voice letters, and there was something in the Villa Mailbox. Jiggers, Big Fatty, you mean like a shot of liquor? No! Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, you're jiggers today because y'all, we're, this weekend, it's St. Patty's Day. Yes, Big Fatty, my favorite porch furniture, patio furniture, Big Fatty. And y'all, it's St. Patty's Day, which means that... The old gal has forgotten to buy her coon beef, and y'all, she'll be doing a little Irish jig. Yes, Big Fatty, we'll all be doing an Irish jig. Y'all, I'll be doing an Irish jig tonight, because y'all, Stacy in Hillsborough and his hubby are coming to Charleston on for right. And y'all, we're meeting out at Dudley D. Wright's for some kind of a liquor from a green bottle. Big Fatty, I know what that is.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Today, the Ides of March, Big Fatty, little Irish potato Ides. No, those are Ides. Oh, never mind. Y'all, it is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he is over there in the uck. Y'all don't hear much from him these days. Don't even know if he listens to the BFO anymore, but I do see something from him on the 20 every once in a while. By the way, y'all, the face space has been broken, and I think Big Ricky may have sharded himself. Big Fatty, y'all, Big Ricky was supposed to be on one of those planes that they grounded. Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, this person is over in the UCK. I think they live on the west coast of the UCK. We could ask Nort, but y'all, he's disappeared. He's just vanished. He got married and forgot all about us. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it is the Red FF Pup. Big Fatty, I thought you'd never get to his name. Y'all, it's true. Yes, Big Fatty, he loves a puppet show in the UCK. He does. He enjoys a good puppet show. He'd probably like to go to the number one funky homos florist convention at the Horror Hotel sometime, but I don't know that he ever will. But y'all, if you see the red FF pup on the 20 or the face space whooshy, my happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, Big Fatty, I bet he has a couple of good short stories. Oh, Big Fatty Vulgar. Big Fatty, I hope the red FF pup gets a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday!
Probably so. I don't know, though. But, y'all, not a whole lot to report on my day yesterday. But, y'all, on Hump Day, I did put my cone beef and cabbage and fingerling potatoes in my instant pot and cooked them. And, y'all, I had that for my supper on hump day night. I hadn't been able to get in touch with my mother. There was something wrong with her cellular telephonic device. Big Fatty, she didn't have one. That's probably what the problem was. But y'all, I think her phone got unplugged or something like that. But anyway, I've spoken to her on Thursday and all is well. But after I had my cone beef and cabbage, I watched Survivor. Y'all watch the Survivor. Y'all don't forget this weekend, 9:30 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Daylight Time. Y'all will have the Survivors Ready little show. I'm sure that Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, could not be bothered to join us, but or Evan Ayers, Survivor Savant, not sure he'll be able to get there this week or not, but I think the Faye Driver and old Crooked Hat now will be there. And come listen live, be in the chat room. Yes, Big Fatty. But I watched that, y'all. Then I watched the finale of the world's finest, the world's best, or whatever the hell it's called. World's finest is those chocolate bars, Big Fatty. That's true. I forgot about that. World's best. And y'all, without giving any spoilers, judges, should I give some spoilers? Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm not going to do it. All I got to say about the judges is, y'all, that Drew Barrymore looked like she forgot to put her teeth in her mouth. She had a sunken mouth or something like that. I don't know what was up with that. But, y'all, I was very pleased. I was very pleased with the winner. And I would have been happy with the runner-up also, but I was very pleased with the winner. And, yes, McBetty, and we're very pleased you won't be playing that music anymore. Well, you never know about that. Yes, McBetty. Y'all had a little bit of trouble falling asleep, but... eventually did go to sleep. Yo, this it's the weather. I'm telling you, it's not Whitman Tinker, I've decided. It's the weather. And but I did go to sleep. Got up on Thursday morning, had my brufkas and my coffee, read the paper. Went for my morning nipple walk. Had a colonic cleansing that Dr. Stone would have been impressed by. Big Fatty, it's hard to impress Dr. Stone with a colonic cleansing. It's true. And then I got my shower and listened to some little shows. And then there was a knock at the door, and this happened.
Make a wish, wish it in a dream, wish it in your heart, and your wish will come
is this a package here? And I'm going to open it up right now. Y'all, I think I know who this is from, but I'm going to just... Oh, Big Fatty, look! Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Y'all, this is... Y'all, I continue to be overcome by the generosity of all of you out there. Y'all, this is, there's no kid in here, but y'all, I know who this is from. Y'all, this is from Ian. Ian, out there in the City of Angels, Big Fatty, and y'all, you know, I mentioned a few weeks ago that Ian had sent me a set of sheets years and years ago. Well, y'all, she sent me an e-letter a few weeks ago. Says, Big Fatty, I think I need to send you some new sheets after all the times you soiled those that you've had. Y'all, it's a brand new set of sheets. Y'all, they're burgundy. They're burgundy red, 100% Egyptian cotton, deep pocket, and y'all, they're from the Monte Carlo collection, 1,200 thread count Egyptian cotton sheets. Big Fatty, those are expensive. You're telling me they're expensive. Ian, I just... I am just, y'all, I'm overwhelmed at the generosity. It really, Big Fatty, it touches you. It touches your heart, kind of like you touch your gentleman callers. It's a good feeling all over. It's true. It is true indeed. Big Fatty, thank you so much, Ian.
It's coming.
Oh.
Not that kind of coming.
Oh.
It's coming to BFO. All next week.
No, Santa's
not so. Dead, anything but
oh
dead.
My God, oh my God.
Don't miss the return of Shart Wait.
All next week on BigFattyOnline.com.
Big Fatty, that's that cabbage. It's true. Y'all, a special thanks to old Stinkpot for that promo for next week. Y'all, next week's Shark Week. I did get one new shark story, but y'all, I sure would like to have some more. And y'all, just get them into Big Fatty ASAP. Y'all, I'm having to kind of put next week's little shows together this weekend because... I'll have limited time to do that next week. So, y'all, if you want your little story, your short story, next week on the little show, call them in to me today. Yes, Big Fatty, call the little show right now.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Midwest Matt, and we don't have much for your upcoming Shark Week to report, but we did see a report on the Weather Channel, which might be a possible shark sighting.
Is that really what I'm actually seeing? What I'm seeing.
Take care. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is Midwest Matt and his husband, Sean. And gentlemen, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, except I couldn't understand a damn thing that was happening over there on the Weather Channel. Was there red rain moving in or something? Or maybe that a snow bomb cyclone, a bomb cyclone, or whatever the hell it is. I just don't know. You may have to call back and tell us exactly what was going on. Maybe you shot yourself since the time you sent that in. Big Fatty, he's had plenty of time, that's for sure.
Hello, Big Fatty, it's me, Ixalian.
Hi.
I'm here with Uncle John. Uh-huh. Say hello to Uncle John.
Hi.
Oh, yes. Hello, Yeti Uncle John. hello, Big Fatty.
I just wanted to say that I've got a new shirt. Yes.
A new shirt?
Especially for Shirt Week.
Shirt
It's very nice, isn't it, Yeti Uncle John?
Did he say
shirt? Yes, it's a lovely shirt, Ick. It's all sort of stripy, and but Ick, I think you've got confused.
Yes!
What do you mean? Big Fatty always does Shirt Week this time of the year.
Oh, dear. It's not actually Shirt Week. It's
explain it.
It's a lovely shirt, but it's not Shirt Week.
No, it's not.
No, but soon.
Yes.
No, it's not shirt. You've got the wrong word.
It's next week.
What is it?
Tell him.
Shirt. Shirt Week.
Yes, shirt.
Oh, I thought it was just his accent. I didn't realize.
No.
What is a shirt?
Oh.
A shirt is...
Uncle John knows it.
How's best to put this?
Oh, it's a shat yourself.
A shirt is an unexpected poo. A poo that comes along when you're not expecting it and really don't require it and simply don't want it.
No!
Oh.
Oh, yes.
How strange.
Yes.
I'd heard people talking, but it never occurred to me.
Yes.
I was pretty sure it was Shirt Week. That made a lot more sense, and yet...
Well, Shirt Week, who? That would be in social question mark.
Unexpected pooing.
No, yes.
Well, you know, it's I believe it's something that Poodle, or maybe it was Squeaky Kitty, I don't know, it's just something they do on Big Fatty Online.
Yes, tradition.
Do you have any stories of unexpected pooing, Ick?
Pooing?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
You don't poo?
I don't think so. I could probably say the word Uranus.
You're lying if you didn't have a shark story.
Oh, yes. Mm. You haven't had an unexpected poo on Uranus?
Oh!
No,
where else would you have it?
What about you, Yeti Uncle John?
Oh, yes, Uncle John. Often?
I did do an unexpected puke once.
Oh!
Yeti Uncle John, that's quite different.
Oh, yes, it is.
No. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Yes.
The Archbishop of Canterbury has never forgiven me.
Oh, dear, Gussie.
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry, Big Fatty, we haven't got any stories about sharting.
I don't believe it.
Ick has bought a lovely shirt.
Well, I bet Paul has one.
Yes, we'll send a photo.
Yes.
Anyway, I hope we do have some nice stories about sharting.
Yes. We've got
bye for now.
Some doozies.
Yes, goodbye for now.
Get it.
Goodbye, Poodle.
Bye.
I wonder if you've ever considered wearing a nappy.
Oh, a nappy!
What's that?
Well, for this unexpected pooing.
Yes.
Maybe it's best they wore a nappy.
Yes.
Yeah, possibly.
Little Logan wears nappies.
I don't think he actually wears underwear.
Oh, no, he does. I don't.
That could make for quite an explosion.
Yes.
Yep, yes. Well, you know, that's the way it goes. That's the way
that's
it is.
That's the way the shark stumbles.
Good grief. Oh, my gosh.
That's the way the shark shoots.
Oh, yes, yes. Very nice. Very, very good. Very good.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Ick the Alien and Yeti Uncle John. Y'all, they're lying. They're lying, Yeti Uncle. You know Yeti Uncle John sharts himself all the damn time. Yes, Big Fatty Saunders, the shy Yeti. The short Yeti. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, I'll be in Atlanta all of next week. So the shows, you'll have a little show, but You know, it's always the crapshoot. Big Fatty, how appropriate for Shark Week. Taylor, you got anything for Shark Week?
Lime green bile projectile out of your ass.
Oh, that's called Tuesday at Granny's house.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.